Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Treasurer Manuela Batavagna. So first of all, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
So we had the presentation of the operating budget. It will be last week at this point, about a month after Council approved in principle the capital budget. Let's talk about this operating budget. Start with some of the things that you had to deal with in preparing this document. What are some of the major issues facing the municipality in preparing this budget?
So some of the challenges that we had were similar to previous years, and some are a little newer. So COVID, although we don't see it as readily in the community anymore, it still continues to have a fairly big impact. There is a residual effect. There's unstable interest rates, the rising costs. I think we see that at the fuel pumps every day. The electricity costs have gone up considerably. We have very little growth in assessment in Wawa, so that's also an issue for us. There's not a lot of new opportunities for taxation revenue through assessment growth, and of course, provincial funding is declining every year.
That certainly would be a bit of an issue with rising costs but lower revenues then.
Absolutely.
With those in mind, how does this operating budget compare to previous years?
Overall, the increase was just over 200,000. I think 205,000 in operating costs, or 1.49% above the 2022 costs. So considering that the inflation rate was over 6%, we did very, very well at holding our costs down. There was no decreases to services, really, and I think overall we did a pretty good job.
Okay, that would be one of the very important things to hear, is that there aren't really any decreases in service. With that said, I guess the other big thing people look at is, what effect is this going to have on my tax bills or other bills? So what is the proposed levy increase, and what's that expected to mean for the average homeowner?
So the proposed levy increase is 3.8%, which translates to about a 3.6% increase in the tax rate. So for a single detached dwelling with an assessment of $100,000, the average monthly increase in taxes would be $8.21.
Okay, and as well, water and wastewater fees, those are going to be going up as well.
Yes, unfortunately they will be, yep. Also going up a little bit. So also based on water, with a usage of 70 cubic meters of water and 61 cubic meters of sewer. So we're thinking of a similar type size household with those usages in cubic meters. They're looking at a cost of $4.77 increase for those two services combined. So all three, the taxation, the water, and the sewer, the combined cost would be an increase of $12.98 per month, and that translates to about $156 per year. Also keep in mind, though, that's on an assessment of $100,000. Some homes are assessed a little more, some a little less, so you always have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, so the difference in your home assessment, your water usage, all that sort of thing would have a factor where it might be a bit higher, it might be a bit lower. So at this point, the operating budget is not approved. It's just been presented to council, and now they're accepting input. So it would probably be helpful for the public to be able to see the presentation, get some more of those details. How could they do so?
Absolutely. The budget is available on our website. It's wawa.cc. They just scroll down the page. They'll see a link. I think it reads Public Input Invited 2023 Draft Operating Budget. There's a link to the YouTube presentation, so they can actually see the presentation that was streamed last Wednesday, or they can view a copy of the presentation if they just want to see the PowerPoint version of the presentation.
Okay, and that link you mentioned, that would also have details about how they'd provide input.
Yes, absolutely. There's an ad there that definitely will give them input as to how to get. If they can call me, they can email me, but all those addresses are published there.
Okay, and obviously at some point council is going to need to vote on this document, so there is a bit of a timeline for giving input. How long do people have?
We are in the public input and comment proposed timelines right now. The public has until March 10th to provide that input, and our goal is to bring it back to the March 21st council meeting for approval.
Okay, so any input that you receive would be brought to council at that point as well?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Once again, that is Manuela Batavagna, the treasurer from the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk here at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.